side of the ship. A year and a half since she left for this trip, and though heavy with spices, she rides on a glib. Tomorrow she'll be in the harbour, but inside the houses so low over the town, the women are quiet, on each face a frown. In prayer they look up, and in fear they look down. The question the same as in blue eyes and brown. Which woman will have in the morning her man? Which children their father to follow? And who'll pay the price of two cannonballs? And who'll be a widow tomorrow? Innkeepers and landlords replenish the stores. The crew will be thirsty when they come ashore. The pickpockets are resting, and so are the whores. For tomorrow they'll be far too busy, but huddled together in twos and in threes, the women each other in comradeship squeeze. For tomorrow they may lie in comfort and ease, or be thrown on the streets in the winter to freeze. Which woman will have in the morning her man? Which children their father to follow? And who'll pay the price of two cannonballs? And who'll be a widow tomorrow? The merchants are toasting the ship and its crew, so happy to see their investment come through. The town hall is covered in red, white and blue, and the mayor in his chain of office. But all over town the women sit tight, with worry their lips they nervously bite. The last chance they have for a dream is tonight, and the truth they will know with the first morning light. Which woman will have in the morning her man? Which children their father to follow? And who'll pay the price of two cannonballs? And who'll be a widow tomorrow? And Reverend Jackson is cleaning the church for new souls to save. Tomorrow he'll search, and ready he is from his pulpit to preach salvation to all who will listen. But those left behind, will they see paradise? They're weighted with shot, and they never will rise. Whose women in vain will be straining their eyes? The profit for others, but they pay the price. Which woman will have in the morning her man? Which children their father to follow? Who'll pay the price of two cannonballs? And who'll be a